Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO. Good morning. Got to tell you a quick story. I was talking to somebody recently, and they said, is this officially spring? What's this weather going? What do we got going on? And I said, you know, you have to remember, it's never officially springtime in North Iowa until Anderson's Market opens up. Then you know it's springtime. So that's how you gauge it. And we both had a little chuckle out of it, but that's not too far off, is it? We have Chris Anderson with us on the live line. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Well, then I guess it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's just about springtime, isn't it?
Yep, most. We've been working and working and working.
Well, tell us what's going on at Anderson's Market now as you prepare for the opening of the store, or this year, stores, plural.
Plural. Will we open at 10 o'clock? Michael is just about wore the tires out on that pickup. I wore the tires out on my Flex. Hauling flowers, getting everything in the stores, and getting it set up. We got to work some more this morning. It's been fun because, like yesterday, we was working over Clear Lake, getting that stuff in there, and everybody was coming in wanting to buy flowers, and we weren't set up for selling yesterday.
But now you're ready to go. Isn't that fun?
I'll tell you what, with opening this new store, Susan put the word out that we needed workers, and we have got some good workers.
Oh, good.
We got, I can't name them all because they keep coming out of the woodwork. I just don't know them all, but we got like Sierra, Catherine, and Donna, Samantha, Tristan, Noah, and Justin. I think there's more. Yesterday when I had one little stop at the store here in town, there was a lady in there filling out an application then.
Well, of course. So. Yeah, I mean, it's a happy place to work. I understand that. I shop there, so I can see that would be kind of fun to work at Anderson's Market.
Well, we'll have an application ready for you.
Yeah. Oh, well. You put me right to work. You do heavy lifting, right?
Well, you got to be able to lift 25 pounds.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me about some of the flowers and plants and things that you have in.
Well, we've got hanging baskets. We've got planters. We've got individual plants. We got perennials. We don't have everything yet, but we also got, for the people that's going to plant their own garden, we've got 4 different types of potato for planting. We've got candy onions. We got red candy onions. We've got white onion sets. We've got cheeses. We got 2 different kinds of cheese. We got spread cheese. We've got hard cheese. We got the butter in yesterday. We've got strawberry plants, 3 different kinds of them, a June bearing and an ever bearing. We got rhubarb plants. We got tomato plants. We're getting with it.
Well, to steal a line from somebody, you had me right at butter and spread cheese.
Oh, we got our brown range free chicken eggs too.
Nice.
Got our honey. Yeah. You know us, if we can find it, that somebody wants it, we'll get it.
Well, that's the neat part about your store, too. You have folks that come in and say, I wish you had this, or I wish you had that, or could you find this for me? And then you guys go to work and get it for them.
Yep, we do that. And we're also going to plant for people, as always. It'll be done over at Clear Lakes station this year, because we have an extra greenhouse there, so we don't have it out in front of the public. And, you know, when you make up a planter for somebody and get it looking beautiful, you're off on your lunch break and somebody comes in and buys it. So you have to start all over again.
Got it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of handy then to have the two locations like that, both in Mason City on 19th Street and then in Clear Lake. You're right on the Highway 18 there.
Yep, right there by the One Vision Country Store. So it's going to be fun. And I'll be around a little bit, so you can come say hi to Cheeseburger. If you need, I'll sign an autograph for you. We could take a selfie together. And Chris is going to be, my other son, with his cattle cord, he's going to be popping over at Clear Lake today and tomorrow. So there's that, looks like a grain bin there. He's going to be underneath that.
Yeah, that turned out to be kind of a nice little stand setup, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Then yesterday he popped up a bunch of popcorn and filled Anderson's and Mason City up too. So we got fresh pop kettle corn there, different flavors. He's getting so many flavors I can't keep them all in my head.
Yeah, just remember, I'm going to be telling people forever that I knew you guys before you became famous, you know.
Yeah, just so long as the famous is somebody's coming with a card hauling us away.
Oh, no. You know, it is springtime when you can start to see the hanging baskets and the plants and all of that kind of fun stuff at Anderson's Market. Chris, how about the hours? When are you guys going to be open?
We're 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right now, it's kind of our opening. We'll be taking names and phone numbers for prizes at both places. And come in and see the new employees. Like over at Clear Lake, they're new to us, but they're not new to the store. We got Sierra and Catherine that have worked there for many years, I guess.
Outstanding. No, that's outstanding stuff.
Well, that really helped us because she knew how the system worked over there.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. That's really good. That's fun stuff. It's, you know, easy access for folks that are in the area. And I know we have them traveling from near and far to go to Anderson's Market, and to be able to get some of the great same things at both locations is really, really a nice thing. And you'll certainly see me a lot out on your location at 19th Street. I know that turns out to be oftentimes a pretty hot corner with a lot of traffic coming in and out of the store, and that's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, I mean, you got to watch where you go parking-wise. We don't need to have the adjuster look at your car afterwards.
No, we.
Susan got a lot more different varieties of spread cheese and the hard cheese too this year.
Like I said, I'm ready for that. That's you know, those are great things to be able to scoop up, pick up, and
yeah. That's only at the main store that we have that, though.
Okay, all right.
We don't have that over at Clear Lake.
I'll see you at the main store then.
Well, in the next week or so, you may have to come out. Might have some asparagus on hand.
Oh, yes. This is asparagus time, isn't it?
Yeah, I talked with one grower, and last Monday he had 12 pounds at the market, or this month, past Monday. But I wasn't there, so, and we weren't open.
Well,
but I know how you like to steam that asparagus.
Oh, you know me. I've been known to scoop up a bundle or two. Absolutely. Well, Chris, I got to get running. I know you got a busy day ahead. Maybe I can even swing in today on opening day and take a look at maybe both locations. Who knows? Maybe that's what I'll do is I'll tour around and take a look at both of your places today.
Check us out on Facebook, Anderson's Market. Phone number is 641-201-8883. Come in and say hi to Sue, Mike, if you could catch him. He's on the road already.